Bonjour, Ça ici, c'est Cedric Watson, et vous autres après écouter KRVS 88.7 FM. Ici, à Lafayette, sur le campus du UL.
And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and we are rediscovering the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacco and Big Band's Tanuki's Night Out from 1981, the album of the year. Toshiko Akiyoshi is just a fantastic writer, and her and Lou Tobacco have led this band for a long time. Personnel: Buddy Childers, trumpet; Stephen Hufstetter, trumpet; Larry Ford, Mike Price, Rich Cooper on a cut on trumpet also. Then in trombones, Jim Sawyer, Hart Smith, Bruce Fowler, bass trombone; Phil Teal on alto, and Rob Shepherd and doubling, mostly alto sax, but doubling on reeds is Dan Higgins, Bob Shepherd, and also Gary Foster brings out a cut Lou's theme. Lou Tobacco, of course, tenor sax and flute; John Gross, tenor sax; Bill Byrne on baritone; and let's see, Steve Houghton on drums; Ed Bennett on bass; and of course, Toshiko Akiyoshi, she's on piano, and she is the composer of this. And we played a cut from this album, and it must be discovered and played. And I always think it's interesting to find out somebody's straight-ahead arranging techniques, if they're... you like to hear them and see if they can just get handed a tune and arrange it. And so off of Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra featuring Lou Tobacco, and their Desert Lady Fantasy is on the Dizzy Gillespie tune Bebop, which was recorded by Charlie Parker. In the trumpets, Michael Pinella, John Eckert, Greg Gisbert, Joe Magnarelli. Trombones, Herb Benson, Louis Bonilla, Conrad Herwig. Bass trombone is Jim Newton. In the reeds, Jerry Dodgen and Jim Sindaro. Walt Weisskopf on in the tenor, Scott Robinson, baritone and bass clarinet; bass Doug Wise, drums Terry Clark, conga drums is Daniel Ponce, piano. Of course, Toshiko Akiyoshi. Principal soloists are Lou Tobacco, tenor sax, and flute. And the soloists are Jim Snidero on alto sax and Greg Gisbert on trumpet. And let's give a listen to Bebop. This is from 93, and then we'll get back to Tanuki's Night Out. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back. And arrangement by Toshiko Akiyoshi of Bebop to Dizzy Gillespie, and written by Dizzy Gillespie. We're going to return now to Tanuki's Night Out. There's dedications on here. The songs that we heard before Bebop are Going Backward, Yet Another Tear, which was for Ben Webster, Falling Petal, which was for The Last Cherry Blossom, and the first one, Tanuki's Night Out. And the album notes are interesting. Tanuki, the badger, has mystical powers. He lives high in the hills above the city. On occasion, he uses his powers to take on human form. He drinks much sake. He turns leaves into money. He has great fun with his new friends. But Tanuki drinks too much. His powers begin to fade. He becomes the badger once again. His money turns back to leaves. He scurries out of town back to the hills. Now, Tanuki lives on his legend of musical fantasy. And the next tune that we'll hear on side two is a bit biased for Don Bias. The tune after that will be Lament for Sonny. And then Lou's theme. Let the tape roll. Thank you.
You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz with Djamma Gagne.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoyed Tanuki's Night Out. We're going to return to the Desert Lady Fantasy and listen to a rare Lou Tobacken composition called Broken Dreams, and Lou Tobacken is the soloist on this. And at the start of this band, which started in L.A., a big band, Lou Tobacken was working for Tonight Show band and bringing in a lot, but very little time to write. Of course, the band, this was one of the last CDs. Maybe there's some more. This is from 94 of the Tachiko Akiyoshi Lou Tobacken big band jazz orchestra. Whatever have you, big bands are very hard to fund, as you can imagine, trying to fund that many players and get a tour together. Very, very difficult. But if you want to find CD and you want to I think you may be able to find Toshiko Akiyoshi, Luta Back in Big Band, and Tanuki's Light Night Out. You put it on, if you only have one big band, you can pick this one out. And if they say, well, who is it? Wow, it's Toshiko Akiyoshi, Luta Back in Big Band. Who else could it be? And this was a great album. Excellent album, the best of 1981. That's going to be it for this week. This Passport to Modern Jazz is produced here at KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios as a cultural service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of public radio. Thanks, I'm DeJama Gagne. 88.7 KRVS FM or KRVS.org. Check out our webpage for programs, playlists, podcasts, and email addresses of your favorite or not-so-favorite producers. That said, feel free to email me for any jazz artists, hot groups, or recordings out there. This music is, we call progressive or modern or contemporary jazz, has a very underground international scene and new releases of older music, even from New Orleans, is always on the wane. Take it easy. We'll hear you next time. Watch out for that road.
KRVS's 50th anniversary fall fundraiser runs October 18th through the 27th. KRVS brings you programs that connect you to new thoughts and ideas in this community and around the world. During the pledge drive, we'll invite you to participate in this process by becoming a member of KRVS. You count on the programs we bring you every day, and we're counting on you to help support them. Please make a pledge during our 50th anniversary fall fundraiser or today online at krvs.org. And thank you.